proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today, we are pleased to announce that the Everlasting Nation Museum has reopened to the public. This museum first opened in 1978 and underwent major renovations for a brand new experience. So if you have visited the museum in the past, you will want to see it now, and I think you'll be surprised. Again, we're located in the greater Chattanooga, Tennessee area at the headquarters of IBJM. Now, the purpose of the Everlasting Nation Museum is to promote a biblical understanding of the history of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel through the love of the Messiah. Here, the Bible comes alive in a fresh way as we step back to the time of Abraham and take a glimpse into the future of God's plan for the Jewish people. Walking through the museum, you'll be presented with a miracle nation of Israel that God chose because of His great love for them. Through struggles and blessings, you can see God's hand at work. Now, one of the unique features here at the Everlasting Nation Museum is the Fall Feasts of Israel, based on Leviticus chapter 23. These feasts are the Feast of Trumpets, which is Rosh Hashanah today, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. These feasts are the last of the seven feasts that God gave to Israel. Many Christians are unfamiliar with this divine calendar of God's plan through the ages, yet there is much to learn and appreciate by a proper study of these feasts. So today, we will focus on the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, last time on our program, we talked about Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. That's 10 days after Rosh Hashanah. So you have 10 days between those, and then 5 days from the Day of Atonement to the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, as Yom Kippur closes, this is the time for Jewish families to commence building the sukkah for the biblical holiday known as the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths, or also known as the Feast of the Ingathering. This is the Jewish Thanksgiving and lasts for 1 week. The Bible gives specific instructions in Leviticus 23 concerning the materials and construction of the sukkah. It is also a reminder of God's provision of the children of Israel in the wilderness. This is also the time of the harvest of grapes, olives, and pomegranates, a festive time indeed. Now, during the Fall Feast of Tabernacles, hospitality is on display. Family and friends are invited to sit in the sukkah, enjoy a meal, or other fellowship. One fascinating Jewish tradition of the Feast of Tabernacles is the welcoming of the Ushpizin, which is Aramaic for guests. Jewish tradition holds that upon each of the 7 nights of Sukkot, 7 biblical guests come to the shelter. These include Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, and David. You see, each of these biblical characters was uprooted and strangers in their journeys, and therefore they are welcomed. Examining the Feast of Tabernacles helps us gain a better understanding of God's care for His own. The Messiah will welcome us, bringing protection and comfort. Jesus celebrated this feast according to John chapter 7, teaching that He would satisfy every need of those who follow Him. Concerning the future, the prophet Zechariah wrote, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." That's from Zechariah 14, verse 16. The Messiah's kingdom will be one of security and settling. We are pilgrims on this earth. As the song says, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through." When we enter the presence of our Lord, we will truly be home, not as a guest, but as a part of His family. Can you imagine inviting the Messiah into your sukkah, or being invited into His? What a glorious day that will be. We want to invite you to come and see the sukkah used during the Feast of Tabernacles as you visit the Everlasting Nation Museum. This is located at the home office of IBJM in Hickson, Tennessee, which is in the greater Chattanooga, Tennessee area. Admission is free and you may walk through on your own or request a guide. We are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. If you are coming, we do encourage you to call us ahead of time to reserve your visit to the museum. Let me also encourage churches, small groups, and even homeschool groups to come and experience this unique museum, and I know it'll be a blessing to you. You may contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org for more information. I know you'll be blessed by your visit here. Our motto is, come and see, go and tell. I hope to see you soon.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.